Go ahead.
Good morning and happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Amen.
Hope that you all have a fantastic day.
Amen.
It's not an easy job being the head of a household. And I saw a mug that said, anyone can be a father, but not everyone can be a dad. So hoping that the fathers have a good relationship with their kids and families, and they're called dad to someone. And also, I want to acknowledge our true God, Jesus,
Amen.
Our Father, and
Amen.
King of Kings, our true dad,
that
is always there for
Hallelujah.
Us. So happy yes. Father's Day, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So,
Hallelujah.
My name is Tia Dorsey. I'll be bringing forth the word today.
Amen.
I'm giving my husband a break today for Father's Day. So you hear a different voice. So we'll be coming from St. Luke chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, St. Luke 17. St. Luke 17.
Amen.
11 through 19, the 19th verse. So 11 through the 19th verse.
Amen.
And our title for today is an unorthodox praise. Okay, so an unorthodox praise. And it's a fancy word, but all it really means is contrary to what is traditional or accepted. So something that is unorthodox is like, you know, contrary to the social norms.
Amen.
Okay, unusual. Untraditional or unaccepted. So it's contrary to anything that is the norm.
Amen.
So if you have it,
Amen.
I can start.
All right.
So this is entitled Jesus Heals 10 Men with Leprosy. I'm reading from the New International Version. So if you have another version, you could follow along in your word.
Amen.
Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed.
Amen.
One of them, when he saw he was cleansed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Mm-hmm. Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, entitled An Unorthodox Praise. Now, just to give you some backstory, Jesus traveled along the border of Samaria and Galilee. So, mm-hmm. here's the deal. So that border was in between Jews and Samaria. All right, there was not a lot of love between the Jewish and the Samaritans. Mm-hmm. What happened as a result of exile, a lot of Jews were, you know, taken hostage because of their talents and skill sets. Okay, so they were taken out of the land, or some of them just had to run, flee for them lives.
Mm-hmm.
The Samaritans actually inhabited the land. So they weren't true Jews, but they kind of dwindled in.
Uh-huh.
So if you have worked in a job, or maybe you attended a church, it's some newbies that always come in.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not look like you, okay? They may not talk like you. They may not dress like you. They're a little different according to what we think is the norm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's how the Samaritans were. So the Jews were like, you know, we don't do that. You know, they had a lot of customs that the Jews did not, you know, honor. They reverenced several books of the Bible, like the first 5 or whatever the numeric number. But they just were different from the Jews.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there was a lot of disdain The Jews actually looked down on the Samaritans because they said, hey, if you were valuable, they would have took you too.
Oh, wow.
You know, so they were thought to be unskilled. They mm-hmm. were thought to be beneath. Okay, mm-hmm. so Jesus is traveling. I'm painting a picture in between this space.
Oh, wow.
Where the Samaritans, which is a community, the Jews a community, he's traveling along this border.
Amen.
Amen. So as he traveled, there were 10 lepers, and they said, Master, have pity on us. Mm-hmm. To give you some background about leprosy, it's a contagious disease that affects the skin, mm-hmm. the mucous membranes and nerves. It causes discoloration that lumps on the skin in severe cases. So leprosy is a disease that you can't hide, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not like if you have a cold and you try not to cough, okay? Leprosy, if you got it, people will probably see the result of it naturally,
mm-hmm.
okay? And as a result of being a leper, you were pretty much scorned, okay? Mm-hmm. It was thought that even if you were around a leper, mm-hmm. you were unclean. So they were their own little community. Mm. You know, it affected how they work. Would you want to buy goods from someone that's deemed contagious?
Mm.
So it affected their physical ability to take care of themselves.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't be around other people that weren't lepers.
Mercy.
Okay, so imagine Jesus traveling along this border of animosity between the two. And within that border is a group of a community that were pretty much cast off by the two.
Wow.
And immediately they saw Jesus and said, Master, have pity on us. Mm-hmm. So even being cast down, they knew who Jesus was.
Mercy.
And they knew his ability to heal.
Amen.
And they had nothing to lose. They were pretty much already a scorned society.
Wow.
So if you think about what we're coming out of the, you know, COVID and how we had the social distance, leprosy was a social distancing on another level.
Amen. Amen.
You know, pretty much this was your life. It wasn't you get the vaccine. This was your life. There was no apparent cure except Jesus' healing.
My Lord.
So when Jesus saw the lepers, he said, go, show yourselves to the priests. Okay. And as they went, they were cleansed.
Amen.
St. Luke verse 15 and verse 16 notes that one of the men came back when he saw he was cleansed. He was healed, praising God with a loud voice.
My Lord.
And threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. So please, 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 when you get a moment, because I'm coming from several internet sources, periodical newspapers, so do your background, but Jesus mm-hmm. actually was of Jewish descent.
Mm-hmm.
And this Samaritan, who was pretty much maybe mistreated by the Jews, you know, thought to be of no value,
mm-hmm.
his ancestors, Jewish ancestors, Jesus, Jewish ancestors, treated the Samaritans maybe bad. Uh-huh. The Samaritan pushed all of that to the side,
mm.
threw himself at the hand of someone that was thought to be his enemy,
the Jews,
and said, you know, praising them, thanking you for healing. So I think about the social injustice of that we're going through,
mm-hmm.
you know, the all these different ethnicities, how there's division. Mm-hmm. But in this case, the Samaritan pushed all that to the side and thanked the one that extended him mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Matthew 5 and 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy.
My Lord.
Jesus extended mercy to the Samaritan, even as someone who maybe ancestors thought of this culture as beneath them.
Mm-hmm.
St. Luke 17 and 19 talks about, that's our original scripture, but I want to focus primarily on when Jesus saw the Samaritan return to him. He said, and I quote from verse 17, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to praise God except this foreigner, a Samaritan?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Now, verse 14 says what? When Jesus spoke the word, "Go show yourselves to the priest," the Samaritans were cleansed. Why did Jesus say, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well"? He was already cleansed. So why did he need to be made well? So here's the deal. If you're in a situation where you're in bondage for years, we don't know how long they had leprosy. It could have been a week. It could have been years. But whatever the stint of it, just imagine being castrated from society, being told you were nothing or beneath as a Samaritan, and then on top of that, have leprosy. But they were already cleansed physically. But when Jesus said to him, "Go, faith has made you well," there were some things internally that he had to be healed and whole and well from. And God is calling his people to wellness and wholeness. Yes, we got the blessing financially. Yes, God healed our bodies. Yes, he blessed us with a spouse. Yes, he blessed us with the business. Yes, he gave us the gifts of the Spirit. But that's only part of it.
Amen.
The other part is the wellness.
Amen.
The amount of heartbreak, the amount of internal torture and downtroddenness. We were told we weren't nothing. We were told that we shouldn't be here like the Samaritans and the leper. We were told we'll never be anything. That needs Jesus' wellness and his healing. The others got the blessing of physical healing. That's okay. But there's a deeper healing that the Lord is calling his people to. They believed in Jesus because they acknowledged him and said, "Master, have pity on." They believed. It just doesn't stop there as believers. We have to throw our feet at Jesus and humble ourselves, thank him, and let him finish the work of wholeness in our lives. And until we get there, until we allow him to heal us, just think of that Samaritan being negative thoughts, you know, as a culture. So many years, the mentality, even though he was healed physically, the mentality wasn't well. He would have still thought he was not worthy for God's best. He would have still thought he shouldn't be here. He shouldn't be worthy of God's best. He wouldn't have been able to walk into God's true calling on his life until he was made well.
Amen.
So that's what God is calling his people to. The wellness, the healing, the forgiveness. Let go, let God. Moving on. Hallelujah. And only then will we be able to walk in God's true calling, true blessings of our life. The Samaritan had to let go of all that Jewish Samaritan animosity. He had to come into, yes, I'm a child of the King. I should get everything I'm due. But it wasn't until he did a few things. He had to humble himself. He had to thank God. He had to acknowledge that God did this thing. And he had to lay at Jesus' feet. And that's what God is calling us to do. To acknowledge there are some things we still need to be worked out. Okay, because we are still carrying a leper mentality around. God has healed us. God has delivered us. God has brought us into great places. But we're still carrying a leper Samaritan mentality around. We shouldn't have it. You know, we deserve this. We don't deserve it. You know, look, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And, you know, animosity between loved ones or friends, family, corporate, whatever.
Amen.
Okay, but God is calling us to wholeness and wellness.
Amen.
And then he could tell us what? Go, you've been made well.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to pray
Amen.
That God will come in and finish the work with us. Yes, we believe.
Yes.
Yes, he's blessed our life, but there is another depth of wellness
Amen.
That we have left incomplete.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. God is calling to us to throw ourselves at his feet.
Yes.
Thank him, acknowledge him, and allow him to finish the work
Amen.
So he can tell us, go,
Amen.
You have been made well. So, Father, we thank you for your
thank
word.
You.
We
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Your deliverance.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for how you've started a good work in our lives.
Yes.
We ask, Father, we lay at your feet today
yes.
and ask your forgiveness. Will we fall short? Father,
My
we
Lord.
Need you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need your healing,
yes.
Father, mentality in our minds and our hearts. That you will help us to move on
yes.
from all the negative words, all
yes.
the negative thoughts, all the negative, you know, past experience, that we will be made well. We
yes.
acknowledge that you're the only one that can say be well. The
yes.
bank can't say be well. Social Security can't say be well. IRS can't say be well. You can tell us be well,
yes.
and everything else will
yes.
fall into place with those entities. We come, Father, asking you to touch those secret places
Please,
in our heart that our spouses, our significant others, our pastors don't even know what we're dealing with from
right.
childhood. Glory to God. Heal us, Father.
Please,
help us to have a heart set and mindset change.
Yes.
Lord, we give our leper mentality, we give
Amen.
Our Samaritan mentality
Amen.
To you and
yes.
asking you, Lord, please complete the work in us. We see what you're doing. We thank you for it. We
yes.
give you an unorthodox praise for what you've done.
Yes.
But Lord, we return to you. We return to you and ask you to complete the work
please.
Of wellness and wholeness. That we can walk in your true authority, your true
yes.
calling.
Yes.
We thank you for what you're
thank
going
you,
to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay.